Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, when you be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I praise and magnify you tonight, O God, because of your great love, your great mercy. Hallelujah. Your grace, dear God. I ask, Father, for your divine unction to be upon me. Anoint me, dear God, that I might bring forth this word in a way that would honor and glorify you tonight, my Lord. I lift you up tonight, dear God, and praise you and thank you for the opportunity to stand behind this holy desk yet again. And I ask your touch and your anointing to be upon me and my body and my mouth, my tongue, dear God, that as this word comes forward, it would be a means by which your name is glorified. It would be a means by which, dear God, that your name is lifted up, and let these words go into the heavens and into the throne room of God, and let them go up, dear God, into your nostrils as an evolution of praise, dear God. And I ask, dear Lord, that as this word goes forward over the live stream and over the radio and TV and in this house, I ask, dear God, that these words, that this message you've given me shall be a means by which this congregation of these people under the sound of my voice shall be edified, dear God, by this word, and let it strengthen them, let it lift them up, let it empower them, and let them glean from it, and let their souls and spirits be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. I like hearing about that. Several years ago, I was a youth pastor at the Kinley Church of God. And we were trying to come up with we had a name, but I can't remember what it was. And no, I know what it was. The youth group had voted to go by the name of my youth ministry. My youth ministry was beyond that local church. I was working out of several churches. And my youth ministry was Powerhouse Youth Ministries. And the youth group there wanted to be named Powerhouse Youth Ministries. And the pastor said, no, I don't want it to be that name. I want it to be associated with the youth group of this church and not just your ministry that's all over the place. I said, okay. And we couldn't think of a name to save our lives. And we got together a group and we went to a three-day youth retreat called Shabak. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You ain't never seen a power of the Holy Ghost move in a group of young'uns as we saw at Shabak every year we went. 3,000 teenagers in that one little auditorium. Most nights the preacher wouldn't even get to preach. The power of the Holy Ghost would fall. There'd be healings and miracles and deliverances and salvations, baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. This one particular night that we were there, the Holy Ghost fell in that service and there was no preaching. It was all altar service. And the Lord spoke to me and called me to call the youth group out to the foyer while the service was going on. And I called them all out there and I was speaking, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came over me and I began to speak in other tongues and give out a message in tongues. And as I did, the Lord gave me the interpretation as I was speaking. And as soon as I got through speaking the message, I was given the interpretation. And I turned to those kids. And the Lord, one part of the interpretation was, you are following me. You are seeking after me. You are seeking my face. I will pour out of my anointing and my blessing upon you. You shall be changed. Be changed or be left behind. And as soon as I got through speaking the entire prophecy that the Lord gave, he spoke to my spirit and said, tell these young people they have been seeking a name, and their name is now changed. That's what the name of the youth group was, Change Student Ministries. And the slogan was, be changed or be left behind. Amen. Now, according to this passage of scripture that I just read, my Bible tells me that we shall all be changed. Amen. We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Glory unto God. We receive a glorified body. The body that we have right here on this earth, I'm thanking God this old flab of whatever, this tub of goo that I'm toting around, is not going to be my body in heaven. Praise be unto the living God. Hallelujah. But I shall receive a glorified body which is incorruptible and immortal. Hallelujah. It will be without sin. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. At the prayer meeting this past Tuesday night, the Lord implied to me that change was coming after Christmas. And while I was giving that word of prophecy Tuesday night, I was excited about that. But I was, because I was thinking it was going to be all joyous, all great, almighty. But then the Lord said to me, you shall be changed. Be changed or be left behind. And when I said that to that group of kids that night, we went back to church, and for several months, the power of the Holy Ghost hit our services every week. And God began to bless and pour out of his spirit, and there were some kids that drew closer to God. Closer and closer, they became more and more on fire for the Lord. And some of them are serving in the ministry right here at this church. Hallelujah. Praise God, Mason. Praise God, Sister Sarah. Praise God, Sister Jess, wherever she may be. Hallelujah. And they were set on fire. But soon after that, some of those kids started getting where they wanted to put their feet back in the world again. And they started saying, well, it was great while it lasted, but I'm missing some of my old ways. And they started putting their feet back in the world again. And They weren't really changed. They just got caught up in the hype. They got caught up in the excitement. They were not changed. They had not fully repented of all their sins. They were coming to church and acting holy, and they're going out into the world. And come on now. Y'all know I ain't just talking about young people now, right? Y'all know I ain't just talking about back then now, right? Y'all know I'm talking. Hello, come on, somebody. I'm talking about folks in this church right now. Folks wanting to play at being all holy and great, and you want to secretly attack folks. You want to secretly come at folks and pretend to be somebody else so that nobody knows who you are when you attack. But God is not fooled. God knows who you are. And some of us want to come into church and act like we're all holy and mighty and following God. And just as soon as we leave the house of God, we go out and you can't tell the difference between us and them folks in the club. What am I saying? Hallelujah. But the Lord said that after Christmas, change was coming. I feel like the Lord was preparing us, because I'm of the opinion, this is not a belief that the Lord gave me, but I'm of the opinion we watched our last Christmas. I don't know that there's going to be another Christmas on earth as far as the way things are now. That's just me, and that's not a word from God. I want to make that clear. But I feel like that we're about to see the eastern sky split. I believe that we are standing on the precipice of the rapture, on the precipice of the harpazo, the catching away. People complain, well, the word rapture ain't in the Bible. No, that's the English translation of the word harpazo. And it is in the Bible. It's the Greek that means a catching away into the air. Now, there's several places where we call it the rapture that's in the scripture, but that word harpazo is in the original Greek, and that's exactly what it's talking about. The Lord sending his angels to catch away the saints and taking us to be with him in heaven, and then we will receive that glorified body. Come on, somebody. I'm looking for that glorified body. I'm looking for putting on the incorruption. I'm looking to put on the immortal. Hallelujah. And when that incorruption shall put on incorruption, and when that mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that has been broad and made loud. Hallelujah. Change is coming. And after the Lord gave me that Tuesday night, he said, change is coming. Be changed. Or be left behind. Now, those young people, some of them were changed. And some of them were not. And very soon, they began to fall by the wayside. They begin to fall away from God. I struggled. I fought. I dug in. I went after them. But if you know, if somebody makes up their mind that they're going to pull away from God, if somebody makes up their mind that they're going to get away from the Lord, it don't matter how hard I go after them. Now, if you don't think I'll go after you when you pull away from here, ask Brother Ricky. You'll get tired of me. Some of y'all tired of me already. Oh yeah, some folks is talking mighty nasty about the pastor at Sunday dinner. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. I love them anyway. It ain't no big thing. Hallelujah. But change is coming. As a child, it's going to be a change for the world. The entire world is going to see this change. Not just this church, but the entire world. And as a child of God, we shall be changed. We'll put on that incorruptible body. And that incorruptible body, that glorified body, it will enter into heaven. Somebody praise the Lord. Now, there's a bunch of folks, and I've had pastors stand in this pulpit after I told them on Sunday morning. The retired pastor came, And there was some brand new folks here, brand new Christian, that had just buried his mom. And they'd asked me to do the funeral in the Catholic Church, and they had cremated her. And he asked me to do the funeral, and I went and did the funeral. He's a precious man. And I invited this retired minister to come because he needed a little income, and I just felt like the Lord wanted him to preach the word. And he came, and we went out to lunch that day, and that family went out to lunch with us, and something was mentioned about the funeral and about the cremation. And that pastor reared up and he said, "That's wrong. That's sin. You ain't supposed to cremate the dead body. If you cremate the dead body, they can't get into heaven." I said, "What?" He said, "That's what I said. Where is that in the Bible?" And he said, "Well, you know, if you cremate the body, you become ashes. How's your body going to get into heaven?" And I said to him, I said, "You know, God made us out of dust. If God can make us out of dust, He could take them ashes and put them back together." But you know what? I was wrong there. Because we're not going to have that same body. Because when we're translated out of this life, we're going to get a brand new glorified body. So it ain't that body of dust. It ain't that body of ash. We're going to receive that glorified body. Tell me that God can't do something. We're going to argue. I'm going to tell you what, I know my God can do it. Amen? To Him, there's nothing to it. Glory, hallelujah. We receive that incorruptible body. It's going to be a glorified body. We shall be changed. Change is coming. Be changed. Will be left behind. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I'm trying to say to folks, it's time to quit playing church. It's time to quit playing with your eternal soul. It's time to quit playing like you all holy and you ain't. Because on my best day, my righteousness is as filthy rags in His sight. Hallelujah. It's time to get your mind right with God, because you shall be changed. Be changed or be left behind. It's time to get your head right and start thinking, hey, I need to start serving God with a whole heart. Come on, somebody. It's time to start getting your head together. It's time to get your heart changed. Because my Bible tells me, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy might, with all thy strength, and with all thy soul. Amen? A child of God's going to receive a glorified body that'll enter into heaven. But if you are not changed, if you're like one of some of those young folks that fell by the wayside, you're going to get left behind. Being left behind is not going to be a time that's any fun. It's not going to be a time that, well, I just didn't go to heaven, I'll just hang out. This is going to be a horrible time on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. There is a day of reckoning coming. Y'all hear me? A day of reckoning. It's just like when the Lord said, they're going to separate the wheat and the tares. Hallelujah. Now, when the Lord is speaking about that, somebody's asking Him, well, how can we go through and pull out the tares without pulling up all the wheat? He said, you don't. You harvest it all. And then you pull the tares out and throw them into the fire. You know what He's talking about there? Wheat is the child of God, and the tares are those that don't believe. They'll be cast into the fire. He said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The wheat and the tares will be separated. The believer and the sinner shall be separated. Those who lived by the word, truthfully seeking to serve the Lord and not do just as much as it takes to get by. Come on now, wait a minute, Pastor, you didn't do that. There's so many folks today in the church that say, I can remember going to Mamaw's churches. Them folks, they love God. They would throw down. They would run and shout and praise at the drop of a hat. And then they all brought extra hats and they would take turns dropping hats. They loved God. They didn't care what they looked like to anybody else. Hallelujah. And her churches always flourished because the people were not afraid to serve God. They loved God so much. And I used to say to myself, ain't no stinking way that listening to somebody preach or praying is going to make somebody feel that good. You ain't never going to make me believe it. And you know what? Nobody on earth did. But on that night, in August 1983, when the Holy Ghost fell on me and the power of God put me out, I'm going to tell you what, you didn't have to have nobody else come tell me how good it is to live in the middle and the center of God's will. You didn't have to have nobody else convince me. Now you're going to have a hard time convincing me that there ain't no God because I've already found out better. Hallelujah. Those that truthfully seek the Lord and not just do... It breaks my heart because it used to be that people said, what must I do to be saved? Now folks are saying, how little can I do and still be saved? How close can I get to the line? How close can I get to the world and still go to heaven? When you start playing that game, you're on dangerous ground and not holy ground. Amen? Those that truthfully seek to serve the Lord will be changed, but those that serve the flesh, hallelujah. They will not be changed. Change is coming. Be changed or be left behind. Hallelujah. They will not be changed and they will ultimately face hell. And do you know what hell is? Hell is not a place where the devil rules and he reigns there. Devil ain't never been there and he ain't there now. The devil, according to the Bible, is the prince and power of the air. He's ruling on this planet. He is not in hell. He's not from hell. He's going to hell. And he's doing everything he can to take as many of us that God loves with him because he wants to punish God by taking the creation that he loves with him to hell. Amen. Hell is a place that God created for the devil and his angels to serve eternal punishment. Eternal punishment. Eternal punishment. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The sting of death is sin. Because if you have sin in your life, you have reason to fear death now. If you have sin in your heart, you have reason to fear that moment when your last breath shall be taken. But if you have all your sins forgiven, if you have all your sins under the blood, if you have been changed, if you are serving the Lord, when that last breath comes, the next breath you take will be waking up on the streets of glory. Hallelujah. The sting of death is sin. Without sin, there's no fear of death. But if you're walking in that sin, you got reason to be afraid. If you're not changed, You got reason to be afraid. Hallelujah. There is no sting of death for the child of God. Would you stand with me tonight? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I approach your throne tonight, dear God, and I seek your divine will. I seek your divine face, dear Lord. I have delivered my soul of the burden you placed upon me for this service tonight. And I ask for your touch tonight, dear God. Let the Holy Spirit move throughout this building and across the internet, dear God, through the radio, the TV, the live stream. Let the Holy Spirit move, dear God, as only He can. And grip hearts and minds of those who have one foot in the world and one foot in heaven. Those who have not been changed, and let them know that change is coming. Be changed or be left behind. Hallelujah. Be changed or be left behind. Hallelujah. I don't want to see anyone go to hell, Lord. I ask your blessing tonight, dear God. Let the Holy Spirit's divine unction and anointing be upon hearts and minds tonight. Reach out to those, dear Lord, who are paying attention. Reach out to those, dear God, who are seeking after you, seeking after your will, seeking to serve you, oh God. Reach out to those, all of those under the sound of my voice, no matter where they are. Draw them, dear God, to a place of salvation. Draw them, dear God, to a place of consecration, of selling out to you and to you alone. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There's already three in this altar today. Is the Lord touching you? Is the Lord speaking to your heart tonight? There's no reason to be ashamed or afraid. There's no reason to remain where you are if the Lord is speaking to your heart. Hallelujah. There's another. Is there anyone else? You want to make your election sure with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch these tonight, dear God. In the name of Jesus. Touch them tonight, Father. Send your anointing, dear God, to be with these tonight. Send your grace and mercy, your power and your spirit, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Would you come and join these in the altar, please, and pray with them?
Friends, we always like to end our service, each service, with this sinner's prayer. And if you would repeat after me, we use the right hand and use each finger on the right hand to signify and to pray with each of these parts of this prayer. If you repeat after me, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and you were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me a Christian. In Jesus' name.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.